Yeah, was it ever used for, to get, when somebody got angry? Was it ever used about a type?
Oh, you don't call them sapsuckers. Then. Oh, you sapsucker, you. I got you.
Was it used by any type of people, or?
How that?
Was it used by any folks, any sort of people?
Well, most anybody sometimes gets sort of angry, you know. That old sapsucker. You know, a lot of those phrases like that, or names like that, depends on the attitude you speak it in, you know.
Smile when you say it, huh?
That's right.
Then those kind of animals that would come and raid your hen nest.
Well, that's jaybirds, sapsuckers.
Raid your hen nests?
Yeah.
Raid the chicken roost and that sort of thing.
Well, not the chicken roost, they just come and eat the eggs, you see. A crow will come and eat the eggs.
I didn't know that.
Yes, sir, I think they can find them. Of course, they didn't come in the hen house very much, but you take, for instance, if my chickens was laying out, I had a good bit of them, and maybe they'd make nests out there in the broad somewhere. Well, the crows would watch them, and they'd rob the nests there. A crow is a robber.
Crow is a smart bird.
Robber bird. He's a robber bird. They'll rob bird nests and eat the bird eggs, you know.
The type of things that would get in your chicken house at night.
Well, the possum was about the biggest thing. Sometimes a skunk would get in there, but not very often.
A name you might have for all them things, all them things that bothered you, ran you around the farm and things like that. I'm gonna get me a gun and go kill him. Or you'd set traps for a lot of...
Yeah, we'd set traps for them, hawks. Many times a chicken hawk would catch a hen off, say for instance, over across the hill, you know, on the hill. And it's fine, and we'd set a steel trap on top of it, catch the hawk, you see. Sometimes we'd catch a possum in there too.
Set traps maybe, or something for all the animals that used to bug you? Call them varmints?
Yeah, varmints.
When you hunted, did you hunt those kind of animals that would get up trees around here?
Squirrels?
Yeah, what kind of them did you have?
We had the gray squirrel and the red squirrel. We called them cat squirrels, or called the gray squirrels, and the red squirrels we always called fox squirrels.
You ever seen the little one that didn't have a tail? Used to go around and couldn't climb trees.
Couldn't climb trees?
Yeah, it used to nest in the ground maybe.
Well, they have the chipmunks and the ground squirrels. We have the flying squirrels.
Yeah.
The flying squirrel, I don't know whether you ever saw, maybe seen one. They have kind of web between the front and the back legs, run from the front to the back legs.
Yeah.
And they get up in the tree, they'll sail way across yonder. Of course, a squirrel, he can sail a pretty good way, a regular squirrel, but they can sail much further because they'd be wide out, you know, and they'd jump through the air and it sailed through the air. It was a flying, what we call flying squirrel. And then we had what we call a ground squirrel. Little striped fellas. You just some people call them chipmunks, but they were on the ground most.